This is Teresa St. Romain, a volunteer reader at the Audio Reader Network, reading the Chart Your Course newsletter published November 2025. This is a publication of Kansas Lions District 17A, a district of Lions International, whose mission is to empower Lions clubs, volunteers, and partners to improve health and well-being, strengthen communities, and support those in need through humanitarian service and grants that impact lives globally and encourage peace and international understanding. We begin with District Dialogue by D.G. Irene Hawes. Wow, it's already November, and what an amazing year it has been so far. Lions have been active in their local communities doing what Lions do best. Here is something for our local clubs to consider: district and club community impact grants. Did you know that clubs that donate to LCIF at a qualifying level can get a club community impact grant? If club donations are less than the qualifying level, credits can be aggregated up to the district, together with credits for donations to LCIF from other clubs in the district, to help the district qualify for a district community impact grant. When the grant is approved, the district has 1 year to complete the project. All communities in the district can help identify a community project that benefits their community, and with the help of the district, Lions can make an impact in a local community. Lions, can you help to identify a community project that will impact the community you serve? Grants require LCIF approval, and only donations to the Empowering Service Fund, unrestricted, are eligible. Qualifying districts and clubs can use earned credits for local projects by submitting a DCG application. Applications submitted by districts must be signed by the current district governor and be certified via resolution by the current district cabinet. Projects receiving DCG funding shall be clearly identified as being made possible by Lions and LCIF through appropriate recognition, signs, and public relations activities. Grant examples: support humanitarian projects that enhance community welfare and showcase Lions' impact. Fund health initiatives, such as wellness programs or playground equipment. Develop community engagement activities that foster collaboration between Lions and local organizations. To learn more about the grant, visit www.lionsclubs.org/en/start-our-approach/grant-types/district-club-community-impact-grants. If you have questions, please reach out to me or our district LCIF coordinators, PCC Bobby Duval or PID Deb Weaverling. Together, we can make a lasting and impressionable impact in our local communities. DG Irene Hawes, irene@idesigngs.com. A sidebar includes an overview of significant dates and district personnel. Save the date for upcoming cabinet meetings, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. On February 7th, Zoom only. On June 13th, Salvation Army Worship Center, Olathe. Plan to attend District 17A Convention, April 10th to 11th, a new date, at the Doubletree Inn and Suites in Manhattan. Save the date also for the State Convention, May 30th to 31st, 2026, Hutchinson, Kansas. Zone meetings are scheduled by the zone chairs for the clubs in each zone, attended by the club presidents and club secretaries. Club vice presidents are welcome. The six district officers are Irene Hawes, district governor; Roger Yost, first vice district governor; Cheryl Kearns, second vice district governor; Stephanie Heisler, district secretary. Stephanie R. Heisler at hotmail.com. Heisler is spelled H-E-I-S-L-E-R. Ron Nichols, district treasurer. Coach Ron Nichols at gmail.com. Nichols is spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-S, and Rick Dodson, District Administrator, DodsonR23@gmail.com. Our next piece is Good and Not So Good Holidays by Roger Yost, 1st Vice District Governor. We come to the time of year to celebrate, be thankful, and remember Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, and many others worldwide. Many of us families and couples are fortunate to have the means to celebrate. Others have very little or nothing. Our cultures and our beliefs may vary, but Lions worldwide can make things easier for a few or many. Club service may be as little as a gift to a family or individual, a neighbor. an invitation to celebrate as a group, or just to sit down with a cup of coffee or tea, thankful to have someone to reach out to, a kind hand or word of encouragement. There are many ways to help. Volunteer at a food bank or kitchen, deliver meals, or have food drives. Give monetary donations to groups that always never have enough at this time of year, asking an elderly neighbor to come for a holiday meal, letting them know they are not alone or forgotten. Keep in mind, every holiday may be celebrated differently and at different times. Thanksgiving in Canada was celebrated on October 13, 2025, and will be on October 12, 2026, as the United States celebrates in November each year. Christmas is celebrated differently by many cultures. Hanukkah begins the evening of December 14th and ends on the evening of December 22nd, 2025. Let's all be grateful for what we have and are able to give. The purpose of human life is to serve and to show compassion and the will to help others. Dr. Albert Schweitzer. And that was Good and Not So Good Holidays by Roger Yost, 1st Vice District Governor, 17A, yostfarms@hotmail.com. And now a sidebar, Lead to Serve, Serve to Lead, the District 17A Global Action Team. Vanya Castro, Global Leadership Team Coordinator, Dr. Vanya Castro at gmail.com. Vanya is V-A-N-I-A. Eric Strimple, Global Membership Team Coordinator, estrimp81@msn.com. Rick Dodson, Global Service Team Coordinator, dodsonr23@gmail.com. Eric Tweedy, Global Extension Team Coordinator, erictweedy@icloud.com. The GAT is a vast network of dedicated Lions at all levels who are focused on helping districts achieve their Mission 1.5 targets. This important team is positioned to help foster club membership growth, build strong, innovative leaders, and increase Lions' visibility in the community through impactful service. GAT leaders play a larger part in ensuring districts are held accountable in reaching Mission 1.5 targets by leading by example and providing the guidance necessary to navigate changes and celebrate success. Only then can Lions be successful. Source: www.lionsclubs.org/en/resources-4-members/resource-center/global-action-team. Now a piece from Cheryl Kearns, 2nd Vice District Governor. I had the pleasure of meeting with the Shawnee Lions in October. They have a year-round fundraiser by helping at sporting events. They make diabetic kits and rice bags to give to school nurses. They also do a lot of vision screenings. I then met with the Topeka Lions Club. They have sorted glasses, are preparing for their 5K fundraiser, have distributed hygiene products to several organizations, and donate and distribute books for the Reading Action Program. Finally, I met with the Linwood Lions Club. What a vibrant community. They provide scholarships to seniors and dictionaries to every third grader. They have multiple fundraisers and give generously to many in their community. As promised, I'm going to share some ideas that I learned at the USA Canada Lions Leadership Forum. Your club can collect or make hats, put them each in a baggie, and then distribute to homeless shelters or even tape to park benches. The nickname for the project is Chase the Chill. Your club can choose a charity of the month, allowing individual members to pick their favorite charity and research what items are most needed. Then the members can contribute from the list. Sundays on Tuesdays was a summer project that a club did during July and August. The kids would be given a sundae and the Lions read books to the children while they ate. It's okay to think outside the box, shake things up, and do something new. Have you asked your newest members what they would like to do? At the end of September, I had pancakes with the Lewisburg Lions. In early October, I helped roll brats with the Overland Park host Lions. I was back to pancakes with the Leawood Lions, then off to Baldwin City to help make funnel cakes. I have assisted the Shawnee Lions and the Overland Park host Lions with vision screenings. Thank you again to all my clubs for sharing your stories and your purpose. And that was a piece from Cheryl Kearns, 2nd Vice District Governor. Two photos follow that piece. The first pictures the district governor team together, Cheryl Kearns, Irene Hawes, and Roger Yost. The second photo is captioned, The Barrel Room, November 1st cabinet meeting at Liquid Art Winery. In a high-ceiling room surrounded by large wooden barrels, eight people sit at round tables. A man stands at the front of the room before a large screen showing a presentation. Next, an informational sidebar reads, The MD-17 Kansas Lions Directory is online. Visit kansaslions.org. This is password protected. Your zone chair has the password. Any changes to club meetings, dates, times, and locations will be updated on the digital version of the directory when emailed to kansaslions@gmail.com. Be sure to update club details in the Edit Club Details section on the Lions portal. Email news articles and upcoming events to 17anews@gmail.com. Deadline is the first of the month for publication at mid-month. Visit and join the District 17A Facebook group, www.facebook.com/groups/KansasLionsDistrict17A. View the district website at kslionsdistrict17a.org. The next piece, Lions Club's Warm Hearts Challenge, Challenging Clubs to Stay Active Over the Winter, by Eric Strimple, Global Membership Team Coordinator. Warm Hearts, Strong Pride, a winter membership challenge for Lions, December 1st, 2025 to February 28th, 2026. As the snow falls and the days grow shorter, let's keep our Lions pride shining bright. This winter, the challenge is simple. Stay connected, serve together, and share the warmth of Lionism. How to build the pride this winter? Number 1. Warm hearts through service. Choose a project that spreads warmth, literally or figuratively, through your community. Here are some winter service ideas for your club. Host a coat, glove, or blanket drive for those in need. Sponsor a Super Bowl food collection for your local food pantry. Volunteer to serve hot meals at a community kitchen. Partner with schools to provide winter care kits. Hats, socks, hygiene items for students. Deliver Valentine's cards or small gifts to nursing home residents or first responders. Offer to shovel snow or do light yard work for seniors or disabled neighbors. Organize a pet food drive to help local shelters through the winter months. Collect and donate books or puzzles for hospital or senior center activity rooms. Nothing warms a cold day like the heart of a lion in action. Number 2. Stay connected with fellow Lions. Winter can feel long and quiet, so make sure your club keeps the fun alive. Try one of these. Chili cook-off or soup supper fundraiser or social. Game or trivia night with prizes or themed teams. Hot cocoa and cookie exchange before or after a meeting. Ugly sweater night at your January meeting for laughs and fellowship. Host a virtual meeting or service event if weather keeps people home. It still counts. Number 3. Reconnect and reach out. Take time to personally reach out to members you haven't seen in a while. A phone call, coffee meetup, or handwritten note can make a big difference. Remind every Lion how important they are to the pride, because strong clubs are built on strong relationships. Number 4. Invite others to join the pride. Every Lion has the power to grow our pride. Bring a friend, family member, or coworker to a service project or social night. Let them see firsthand what it means to serve with heart and compassion. The best invitation is your example. Number 5. Share your Lion pride. Post photos and stories of your club's winter service and fun using #WarmHeartsStrongPride and #LionsServe. Share your warmth online. Your story could inspire someone new to become a Lion. The goal? Keep our clubs active, connected, and growing through the cold months, proving that no season can freeze the heart of a Lion. Together we'll build the Lion's pride, strengthen our friendships, and continue to serve with compassion and joy all winter long. And that was Lions Club's Warm Hearts Challenge by Eric Strimple, Global Membership Team Coordinator. Next, District 17A says a big hello to our new members. Shelby L. Dingu, Baldwin City, sponsor William Cooper. Coy Colby, Concordia, sponsor Amber Colby. Michael Drummer, Concordia, sponsor Christy Drummer. Rebecca Giubio, Eudora, sponsor Eric Strimple. Sanda Kwan, Leewood, sponsor Matthew Roning. Colleen Jones, Overland Park host, sponsor Robert Jones. Josh Hillowitz, Sabetha, sponsor Terry Weldon. Becca Johnson, Sabetha, sponsor Terry Weldon. Stacey Looney, Sabetha, sponsor Terry Weldon. James Malsom, Sabetha, sponsor Terry Weldon. Elijah Moore, Scandia, sponsor Donald Melby. Samuel Slinker, Scandia, sponsor Donald Melby. Maya Sloan, Topeka, sponsor Linda Sloan. Muhammad Chaudhry, KUI Center, sponsor Shannon Baker. Sarah Frederick Fisher, KUI Center, sponsor Shannon Baker. Those are from October 2025. A sidebar? Need help setting up your club's Facebook page? Reach out to Public Relations Chair Eric Strimple, estrimp81@msn.com, or Irene Hawes, District Governor, irene@idesigngs.com. A photo is placed on this page of the newsletter, captioned, "Donations for the Flint Hills Bread Basket Food Pantry Following the Cabinet Meeting in Manhattan," showing two individuals with an open trunk of a car filled with non-perishable food items for donation. Now a list of 8 items from the Service Team Coordinator. Number 1, DG Irene Hawes wants to remind us that we serve. Everything else exists to support that. Number 2, reminder that International President A.P. Singh is asking that we help amplify Lions International global impact during the following designated weeks. A. Mental Health and Well-Being, October 4th through 12th, 2025. As of November 1st, in the Lion portal, 6 clubs reported an activity during this week. Osaria, Easton, Lansing, Miami County Traveling, Overland Park Host, Shawnee, and Topeka Sunflower. Topeka Lions Journey for Sight and Mental Wellness 5K was added after this report was made. B. Hunger, January 3rd through 11th, 2026. C. Environment, April 18th to 26th, which aligns with Earth Day and would be an excellent time for our district-wide service project for the Kansas River. Number 3. As of October 26th, 30 clubs, 44%, have inputted service projects in the Lion portal, 173 activities with 43,578 people served, 4,405 volunteer hours reported. Number 4. Breakout of activities reported. 6. Childhood cancer, 2. Diabetes, 4. Disaster relief, 18. Environment, 30. Hunger, 46. Humanitarian, 42. Vision, 22. Youth, and 4. Administration. Number 5. For district-wide functions, DG Irene's guidance is to have a service project at the district convention and all cabinet meetings. She encourages us to share service ideas among clubs. Zone meetings? She also encourages us to market our service projects, particularly new projects in the community, by promoting what Lions are doing and inviting others to volunteer and help. Her monthly newsletter will feature service projects, so I ask you to input your projects in the Lions portal and or send me short blurbs with photos after each project. I will edit them and send them to the newsletter editor. Number 6. Remember that in DG Irene's goals submitted to LCI, she included the following about service. To increase the impact and relevance of service in my district, raise awareness of club service, and attract prospective members during my district governor term, I commit to work with my team to actively contribute to global impact and increase the percentage of Lion and Leo clubs reporting service. Our team will focus on the following 2 global causes, environmental and hunger. Our team will ensure that 90% of Lion and Leo clubs in our district report service. She is committed to ensuring that I, as GST District Coordinator, promotes the importance of timely planning and reporting of service. Number 7. The Service Activity Reporting, SAR, card can be used to capture the critical information for service reporting. It can then be sent to the District Administrator for helping your club report service. Training is also available for presidents and secretaries to report service. An image of the Service Activity Reporting card is included. Information required includes club name, reporter, contact info, what, where, when, number hours served, number volunteers, number of people served. Number 8. DG Irene has a special interest to ensure that Lions clubs in District 17A know about the Kansas River, aka the Kaw. She wants to make sure that clubs are aware of cleanup and conservation opportunities through Friends of the Kaw and the Kansas River Keeper and other partners. The river runs through District 17A and serves as a source of drinking water for more than 800,000 people in cities and towns in our district. Sharing this information, she hopes to bring a sense of unity with the clubs in the district. She encourages a district service project that includes as many clubs as possible in an effort to provide a district-wide service related to the Kansas River. Some links for more information include www.nature.org/en-us/get-involved/how-to-help/places-we-protect/kansas-caw-river. Also, kansasriver.org. And that was a list of 8 items from the service team coordinator. Next, here are some 2026 regional opportunities for leadership training. Multiple districts 3, Oklahoma, 9, Iowa, 17, Kansas, 26, Missouri, and 38, Nebraska are hosting 2 outstanding leadership enhancement training opportunities at Baker University, Baldwin City, Kansas. Great Plains Lions Leadership Institute, GPLLI, is July 17th to 29th, 2026. Faculty Development Institute, FDI, is July 16th to 19th, 2026. General information and application forms can be downloaded from kansaslions.org/GPLLI-and-FDI. When filling out the applications, please complete all of the requested information prior to submitting your application. Course fee payment must be submitted with the application. Application and payment deadline, June 1, 2026. A limited number of $200 scholarship reimbursements are available from the district. Reimbursement after completing the course. Next, Building Stronger Leaders, Serving a Stronger District. A 17A report from PDG Dr. Vanya Castro, October 28, 2025. As we continue to serve this fiscal year under the leadership of International President A.P. Singh, whose theme, Lead to Serve and Serve to Lead, and District Governor Irene's inspiring vision, Chart Your Course, we are collectively setting a strong direction for District 17A. In my role as Global Leadership Team, GLT, Chair, Leadership Development Team, LDT, Chair, and New Voices, Women in Lions Chair, my focus remains on cultivating capable leaders and driving measurable, sustainable results as follows. Number 1, Lions Portal Hands-On Training, held August 30, 2025. This session engaged Lions from multiple 17A clubs in an interactive, practical training on navigating and applying the Lions Portal platform to strengthen administrative efficiency and club operations. Number 2, Leadership Resource Spotlight, distributed to all 17A club officers, strengthening leadership with the club president/first vice president. A concise one-page hub featuring master links to essential leadership tools, governance guides, best practices, and FAQs. The resource also includes an ebook on leadership and governance to further support club success. Number 3, Club Officer Training Opportunities. Club officers, presidents, treasurers, secretaries, and zone chairs, continue to enhance their leadership skills through the Lions Portal and Learning Path. The Spring 2025 Club Officer Training video is available on our 17A website, and a dedicated in-person training session is scheduled for May 2026 to equip officers with advanced leadership and management tools. Number 4, Guiding Lions Virtual Training, scheduled for January 2026, date TBD. This district-wide virtual training will empower Lions serving as guiding Lions, reinforcing mentorship and supporting clubs in development, retention, and rebuilding efforts. Number 5, New Voices/Women in Lions Symposium, planned for March 7, 2026. This global-minded symposium will highlight the impact of women in leadership and service. It is expected to be one of the largest celebrations of Women in Lions, amplifying stories of empowerment, inclusion, and innovation across continents. Stay tuned for registration details. Leadership Development and New Voices, Women in Lions. The Leadership Development Team, LDT, will continue to identify, mentor, and prepare emerging leaders for service at all levels of our organization. A second committee Zoom meeting will be scheduled by early December 2025 to review initiatives and expand collaboration. Through New Voices, Women in Lions, we will continue to recognize and empower women leaders who demonstrate excellence in service, leadership, membership, and marketing and communications. Our upcoming hybrid symposium, March 7, 2026, will serve as a platform for inspiration, inclusion, and action-oriented dialogue. These initiatives represent deliberate investments in District 17A's future. Together, we will lead with purpose, serve with impact, and achieve lasting growth for our clubs, our district, and our global Lions family. In service and friendship, PDG Dr. Vanya Castro, DLT Chair, LDT Chair, New Voices Women in Lions Chair, District 17A. Next, MD-17 Kansas Lion or Leo 2025-2026 Environmental Photo Contest Entry Form. The form asks for Lion or Leo name, club, email, district, photo category, including animal life, plant life, weather phenomenon, urban or natural landscape, no people can be shown in photo, or environmental service project. People, lions, leos can be in photo. Four guidelines. Number one, all photos must be taken in Kansas and be your original work, that is, taken by you. Number two, please submit this form with each category entry. Number three, all submitted contest photos become the property of Kansas Lions. Number four, MD-17 Kansas Lions reserve the right to disqualify entries that do not meet the contest criteria or that may be considered inappropriate. Deadlines for contest, seven items to keep in mind. Number one, submit or email the digital photos and entry form to your respective district environmental chairperson before February 1, 2026. District K, Louise Greenberg, gberg@ruraltel.net, that's ruraltel.net. District A, PDG Terry Weldon, terryweldon@gmail.com, Weldon is W-E-L-D-I-N. Or District N, Kathy Pratt, kpratt558@gmail.com. Number two, each district will select their contest winners in each category and then submit them to the MD-17 Environmental Co-Chairs by April 20, 2026. Number three, MD-17 Lions will vote to select the final winners during a period of April 25th through May 15th by either paper ballot or by electronic means. Paper ballots will be sent out by email from the state office. Number four, to increase participation, a Lion may only win in one category. Number five, don't forget to enter photos of lions doing service in the community. Number six, winners will be recognized and awarded at the MD-17 State Convention, May 2026. By submitting photos, the photographer gives the Kansas Lion MD-17 permission to use the photos in any publications, social media, websites, displays, and other places without payment or other consideration. Additionally, by submitting a photo that includes human subjects, the photographer is indicating that they have obtained full permission from those subjects for the photograph to be used in department medium as well. Number 7. We ask that all photo submissions are not digitally manipulated or enhanced. Photos that have been altered will be disqualified. Photos that have been edited using Instagram filters will not be accepted. Normal cropping, color correction, etc. are acceptable. Please remove watermarks and trademarks before entering. Those are the guidelines for the MD-17 Kansas Lion or Leo Environmental Photo Contest. And finally, the Lions Health Program. November is Diabetes Awareness Month. To participate in this month, we ask each club to do a project to remember this month and make others aware of the effects of diabetes. One of the ways to help with this worthy cause is send a youth to a diabetes camp administered by the American Diabetes Association. The next camps are listed below. Camp Discovery near Augusta, Kansas, June 7th through 12th, 2026, for ages 8 to 16. Registration begins February 1st, 2026. Cost $1,650, 50%, family $825, family register $150, District 17A Lions Scholarship $675. Also, Camp Planet D near Lawson, Missouri, July 12th through 17th, 2026, for ages 7 to 17. Registration also begins February 1st, 2026. Cost $1,400. 50% family, $700. Family register, $150. District 17A Lions Scholarship, $550. ADA will publish the registration form in February 2026. To participate, just plan a program or send a donation to Lion Vern Fahler. It is time to start looking for youth to go to a diabetes camp next summer, so talk to your school nurses and see if they have youth in their schools that would like to go to a camp. Lion Vern has a poster that can help you with this. Lion Verne has material that will help you find these youth. There is a poster to take to your school nurse to place on the school bulletin board. Ask your LHP chair, Lion Verne, for a copy. In that same vein, your district has a diabetes camp fund, so ask your club to make a donation to your district diabetes fund by sending a check made to your district. Write Diabetes Fund on the memo and send it to Lion Verne Failer or send it to the district treasurer. Statewide vision screening, July 1st, 2025 to the present, 6 months to 7 years, 1,553 screened, 250 referred. 5 to 18 years, 2,453 screened, 256 referred. Volunteer hours, 334. This information comes from Lion Verne Failer, 5201 Southwest 27th Street, Topeka, Kansas 66614. Email vlfailor, F-A-I-L-O-R, at gmail.com, phone 785-231-3960. This concludes the reading of the Chart Your Course newsletter, published November 2025. This is a publication of Kansas Lions District 17A, a district of Lions International, whose mission is to empower Lions clubs, volunteers, and partners to improve health and well-being, strengthen communities, and support those in need through humanitarian service and grants that impact lives globally and encourage peace and international understanding. This reading is brought to you by the Audio Reader Network. Visit reader.ku.edu or our listener website, audioreader.net, for more information.